Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people. All right. I would like to give a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, a Shabbat. Today is the Sabbath day. Tonight is the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. I like to say Shabbat Shalom to the Heavenly Host, God of Israel, the Holy Spirit. I like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. And I would also like to sing a song to the God of Israel and the Heavenly Host for the Sabbath day. Amen. I know it is the Sabbath day of Ahiah. I know it is the Sabbath day of Ahiah. I pray the God of Israel. I pray the God of Israel. I pray the God of Israel. I know it is a sad day. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I know it is the Sabbath day. It is a great day. It is the holy day. It is the holy day. And I give the God of Israel, I give you the praise, I give you the honor, I give you the glory, God of Jacob. I give you the honor, I give you the glory, I give you the praise, your holy Sabbath day. All the praises and glory go to the God of Israel. We are back, people. We are back for this Shabbat night. We are back. Earlier, I was making part one, but again, my internet went down. So I said, you know what? I'm going to just take a little bit of break, and I will come back and make part two. So that's why I'm back to finish where I left off earlier today, because I most definitely have to finish this topic tonight. This is a well-needed topic to be finished. So I am back here. My name is Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the children of Israel. The title of this broadcast, What a Great Day I Had with the Priest, God of Israel People, Part 2. Go back to Part 1 and listen to that wonderful, wonderful broadcast that we made earlier today, so you'll understand exactly what Part 2 we're going to get into now. This is Prophetic Power of Truth, Divine Platform. And I am your host again, Elisheba. Let's pick it up right where we left off. We was talking about the priests. Who the priests are in the earth. Where the priests are in the earth. And what the priests are doing right now. What a great day I had yesterday with the Haitian, the priest. Oh, my God. Such a beautiful time that I had with the priest yesterday, the Haitian. Haiti is the priest, not Judah. Judah will never be the priest. So we're going to go into the scriptures right now, okay? We're going to talk more about that day that I had yesterday with the priests, the Levites. 1 minute. So we left off earlier for part one. Guest call-in number is 661-244-9831. Anyone would like to call in, you're welcome to do so. We're going to pick it up right here at Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. Deuteronomy 14, 2. I think we left off at Deuteronomy 18, 1 through 5. Let's pick it up at Deuteronomy 14. What a great day I had with the priests. God of Israel people, part 2. Deuteronomy 18, people. This is our Shabbat lesson for tonight. Deuteronomy 14. Verse 2. Let's start at verse 1. Matter of fact, we're going to hold this one, people, because I'm going to get you the precept that goes along with that one, okay? So we're going to hold them. We're going to hold this one, and then we're going to go right now to Deuteronomy 18. Let's pick it up right there. Deuteronomy 18, verse 1. And we read that earlier for part 1. So we're going to skip Deuteronomy 18, people, and let's go to Deuteronomy 33, verse 8 through 11. And I was telling you people earlier today, it's time for the truth now. It is time for the truth. No one in this earth, no one in this world can be a minister for the God of Israel if you're not from the Levitical priesthood. If you're not a Levite, which is a Haitian today, if you're not a Levite, you cannot be a minister of the God of Israel. That's his order. That is his order. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah is his name. That is his order, people. And we must follow his order. We can't do it the way we want to do it. Okay? There's no script in the Bible, I told you earlier today, that changed the Leviticus priesthood to Gentiles. To Gentiles, white folks, pink folks, blue folks, all these folks trying to be the minister of the God of Israel for his people. And that's why the God of Israel people are so sick today. Full of cancer and diabetes and heart problems, heart condition, all kind of stuff, lung disease, all kind of things are wrong with the children of Israel. They don't know who they are. They think they Gentiles. They think they Hamites. Most of them. You got people like the GOCC and IPC, them, the Hebrew Israelites, say that they know who they are, but they're not presenting themselves in the earth like they know the God of Israel. So no one can be the priest. No one can take Levi place. No one. No, Judah, you're not the new priest. You're not the royal priesthood. None of that. We're going to get to that. We're going to deal with that tonight. The priest is the Levite, Aaron and his children. That's who they are. No, there's no such thing as a pastor. There's no such thing as a bishop. There's no such thing. All of that is New Testament madness. All of it. All of that. Bishops come from the Catholic Church. The same people that translated the Hebrew scrolls to what we have today. Yes, bishops, pastors, evangelists, deacons, all of that stuff, okay? We're going to deal with the Torah. We're going to deal with the Leviticus priesthood. We're going to deal with what the God of Israel said. We're not dealing with no translated stuff that they gave us 70 years after they killed the Son of God, the Mashiach of the children of Israel. We ain't dealing with that. We're going to deal with the Torah. We're going to deal with the Tanakh. We're going to deal with what the God of Israel said and what he wrote in the law. That's what we got to deal with as a people. So let's go to Deuteronomy 33. It's take a prophet to lay the foundation of the God of Israel and for the God of Israel. It takes a prophet. No one else can correct the children of Israel. No one else can speak for the God of Israel unless you are his prophet. The prophet of the God or prophetess of the God of Israel, they are not man-made and self-made. They was called from the womb to be what they are. I was called from my mama womb to be what I am and what I'm doing right now. So no, I don't take lightly my office as a prophet. I don't take that lightly. I'm very serious about my office as his prophet. So I didn't come on here to play with you and try to make you feel good or make you feel... No, I come to tell you the truth. You need the truth. You need the truth, people. Only the truth can make you free. Nothing else. Yes, I had a great day with the priests of God, the Levite patients yesterday. Beautiful day. Beautiful people. They fit the Leviticus priesthood to a T. To a T. Not Judah. Judah don't fit the Leviticus priesthood. Judah would never be the priest. Deuteronomy 33, verse 8. And of the Levites, he said, let thy Thummim and your Urim be with the Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meriba, verse 9. I'm reading Deuteronomy 33:9, people. Who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren. Nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob. Who is they? The priest. The priest is the only teachers that we will ever have in this world. So Joyce Myers, Paula White, all the white folks that's not Hebrews, they'll never, ever, ever, that never be the ministers of the God of Israel. He don't deal with us to lead his people, to teach his people. All of that stuff is just straight up religion. That's all it is, straight up religion. When have the God of Israel ever dealt with a Gentile? All through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. When did the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, the God of Israel, deal with Gentiles? That's a question I'm asking right now on this platform. Never. Never, ever, ever. Yeah. Let me keep going. 10 of Deuteronomy 33. They should teach Jacob, the 12 tribes, thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They should put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifices, sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless Ahiah, his substance, and accept the work of his hand. Smite through the lungs of them that raise against him and of them that hate him that they raise not again. So only the priest right here can teach the children of Israel the law. And only the priest can burn incense before the God of Israel. And you got the ones coming on the YouTube platform and the perp, the Hebrew Israelites. IUPC, well, I think it's IUPC, they wear purple and gold. They burn an incense. Every time they do their broadcast, you see one of them crazy black brothers sitting up trying to teach the children of Israel with no prophet over them and no priest. Judah had to have a priest over them. Judah had to have a prophet over them. It was always the prophet, the priest, and then the king. You out of order, people. You cannot burn incense for the God of Israel. All the altars that you're trying to burn in. You know what? A person with good sense will actually be afraid to do something so satanic as getting on a pagan altar that you don't set up with some table or something and put some pagan incense on it that the God of Israel don't want and calling yourselves Hebrew Israelites. How disgraceful. How disgraceful and dishonest you Hebrew Israelites are. With your Babylonian haircuts and all that stuff you got going on. Listen to me. Y'all say y'all know the truth. Y'all say y'all know the Bible and y'all deep and all of that. Well, show me your deepness. Because I don't see none of y'all doing but reading the same scriptures over and over and over for the past 20 years. GOC and all of y'all. So the next Bible verse, Chronicles, chapter 30, Second Chronicles chapter 30. Ooh, these people need to sit down. Y'all people need to sit down somewhere. The God of Israel, how you have an order. You need to sit down, people. Sit down. And let the real priests rise and take their place. Long as y'all people up trying to be the new priest and the new people to lead Israel and minister in the priest's office and be teachers and pastors, long as y'all people up doing that, the Levites cannot rise. They can't rise because y'all want to be them. Second Chronicles 3. Second Chronicles 30, verse 22. And don't give me that New Testament stuff, okay? We're going into that too. Second Chronicles 30, 22. It says, give me one moment, people. One moment. We'll be right back. Okay, people, I'm back. 30:22 of Second Chronicles. Let's start at verse 2 Chronicles 29:25. And he set the Levites in the house of Ahijah with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, the king, and of Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan, the prophet. For so was the commandment of Ahijah by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. So you had Levites that was with David the king, and some of the Levites, they was in the house of Ahijah in the temple. They was over the music. That's why I told you people earlier, everybody that's a Levite or a Haitian, they all of them are not the Levitical priesthood. Some of them was over music. Some of them was over the instruments. But they all worked in the house of Ahijah. They all worked in the house of Ahijah. And then you had the priests. Aaron and his son, his seed. So as you look right here at 2 Chronicles 29,
And he set the Levites in the house of Ahiah with cymbals. Who is he? David. Why did David do that? Because the prophets told him to do it. So that's why I keep telling you people, you got to have a prophet of the God of Israel over you. Only a prophet can hear the God of Israel. Only a prophet can speak for the God. I'm talking about a real prophet, not the prophets that you see in the Christian church. Them all fake prophets. Because they're not Hebrews, no way. They say they're Gentiles. And you can only be a prophet if you are a Hebrew for the God of Israel, okay? Not a Gentile. So they had David there, the king. And the prophets, Nathan the prophet and Gad the seer, told David how to set the Levites in order in the temple, in the house of God. How to set them in order. That's why you people so out of order. Because GOCC and all the rest of them Hebrew Israelites, they teach that John the Baptist was the last prophet. That's garbage. That is garbage, people. Don't believe that. Please don't believe that. Because without a prophet, y'all won't have no direction. You're going to perish. You will perish without a prophet of the God of Israel. He only speaks to his prophets. Only. You have to remember what the scriptures say. He only speaks to his prophets. So why would he do away with all the prophets if he only speaks to a prophet? Do that make sense to y'all? Do that really make sense to y'all? If it do, something wrong with you. So David had to have a prophet over him, and he was the king from the tribe of Judah. That's all Judah would ever be, elders or king. Yeah. It's okay for Elder Carr to be an elder, but he cannot minister to the people. That's not his job as an elder. An elder had to have a priest over them to minister for the people. He had to have a priest. The priest actually ministered to the elders. What the God of Israel wanted them to know. So no, an elder would never, ever be over the people. The elders was up under the priest, and the priest was up under the prophet. And the king was up under the priest and the prophet, and the elders was up under the king. See, that's the order, people. That is the order of the Levitical priesthood. And the order of the God of Israel, the way he wants things done with his people. Look what it say right here. By his prophets, the commandment of Ahiah by his prophets. Verse 26 of 2 Chronicles 29. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. See, only Aaron and his children was allowed to blow the trumpets. Only Aaron and his children was allowed to blow the trumpets in Israel. And the other Levites that wasn't of Aaron's seed, they stood in the temple with the instruments and the cymbals. They made music. They sung for the God of Israel. You got Judah want to sing now. Make records and sing and all that. Come on, people. Come on. The God of Israel only wants to hear the Levites. They are in charge of the music. They are in charge of the temple. They are in charge of the holy things. They was in charge of the children of Israel once they got orders from the prophet. And look what it said in verse 27 of Chronicles 29. And Hezekiah, commander of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, commander of the burnt offerings upon the altar, and the burnt offerings began, the songs of Ahiah began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by King David of Israel. Next Bible verse. Let's go now to Jeremiah. I'm going to save Peter for last. I'm going to save Peter for last. Peter 2:9. You're a royal priesthood. You're holy nation. We're going to save that for last with the precept. So let's go now to Jeremiah 33:17-18. Let's go to Knox now. Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33:17-18 verse. For thus said Ahiah, David should never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings, sacrifices continually. And the word of Ahiah came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said Ahiah, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should be day nor night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David's servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. Do y'all hear me, people? The Levites, the priests, my ministers. The God of Israel told them, told Jeremiah, tell them, Jeremiah, because back then they was trying to set up new priests, get rid of the Levitical priesthood. Judah was trying to be the priest like they trying to be today. Black folks, white folks, and all kind of folks back in ancient times. Same stuff they did back then, they're doing right now. But he said it right here in the 17th verse of Jeremiah 33. For thus said Ahiah, David should never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, the Haitians, Haiti, they are the priests. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice, meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of Ahiah came unto Jeremiah. There's no man, in verse 18 right here, there is no man neither shall the priests, the Levite, want a man before me to burn my sacrifices in my offerings. There is no one can take their place, Jeremiah. I only want the Haitians to be my priests, the Levites. No one else can be a priest. No one else can be a minister. And it says right here, upon his throne and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. See, they are the God of Israel ministers. All these ministers you see today, they ministers of man. They ministers of man. They ministers of their pastors. They ministers of their bishops. They ministers of their elders. They are ministers of man. They are not ministers of the God of Israel like the Levites. That's all he ever going to want. And no one else could ever take their place. Can you see that? That the priests, they are my ministers, and they should never want a man to take their place in the priest's office, because the God of Israel won't accept anyone. And that's why you preachers and you pastors and you bishops and all y'all people can't put a headache away, because you're not Levi. And he only hear his ministers and his prophets. Let's go to the next verse now, people. Isaiah 61:6. Isaiah 61:6. You hear what the God of Israel told his prophet? Jeremiah? No one would ever take Levi's place, Jeremiah. Care how much they kill my priests. They could kill, they could keep killing them. That's what they did. They kill all the prophets, the children of Israel, and they kill all the, they killed the priests. Because they wanted to set their own way, own rules, and they don't want nobody to be over them. Just like Hebrew Israelites today, they don't want nobody over them. That's why they say, ain't no more prophets. They don't exist. They the new priests. Because they don't want the Haitians to come and tell them what they need to do. But that's who they need to hear. They need to hear the Haitians, because they are the priests. Okay, Isaiah 61:6, it says, but ye shall be named the priests of Ahiah. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Can y'all people hear me on this Shabbat? Can you hear me, Remnant? Can you hear me, people, what I am saying to you? Sit down, T.D. Jakes. Sit down, Juanita Bynes. Sit down, Craft O'Donnell. All y'all, sit down. Because the God of Israel is not hearing you. Because you're not a Levite. And you're not a priest. And you're not a minister of God. There's only one God, the God of Israel. But you shall be named, they say here, Isaiah 61:6. But you shall be named the priestess of Ahiah. Men shall call you the ministers. Men, people, shall call you the ministers of our God. You see what Isaiah, the prophet, is telling the children of Israel? Men shall call you the ministers, priests, Levites of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. men are going to call you the ministers of our God, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes, the Hebrew people. Our God, that's who he is. He's our God. He's not the God of the whole world. He's our God. He's the children of Israel, God. I know that's hard for you Gentiles to believe, but if you open up the Bible and you begin to read the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, you will see plainly, very, very plainly, that the God of Israel is our God. Our God, because I am a Hebrew woman from the tribe of Judah. No, he's not your God, Gentile. He's not your God. He didn't choose you. He chose 12. He chose the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be his people. He chose a specific DNA in this earth. A specific DNA, a specific seed, a specific race of people. He didn't choose the whole world. But again, they got the injected in there in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave. Yes, okay. If you want to believe that that is a legitimate scripture, when from Genesis to Revelation it says that he only loved Israel, then you can go ahead and believe that, but I know it's an injection. He revealed things to his prophets, okay? That's how I know it's an injection. Yes. Next scripture. Let's go to Exodus 19:6. Back to the Old Testament. Exodus 19:6. Judah, you're so arrogant. You got so much pride. And your daddy already told you before he died. Our daddy, Judah, told us pride is what's going to kill us and take us out and take us down as a people. Don't try to boast against Levi, the priest. Don't try to take their office. Because you will never have it. The God of Israel just told Isaiah that in Jeremiah, the prophet. You will never have it. I don't care how much you say, oh, the prophets dead, done away with, they don't exist no more. You say that all you want to say it. But the God of Israel word stand with the Levitical priesthood. Aaron and his children, Haitians, and the earth. Exodus 19:6. You can only deceive. You can only deceive the lost people in the world. You cannot deceive the remnant. You cannot deceive the remnant with your mad teaching that you teach. All of y'all people. Hebrew Israelites and Gentiles, Christian church, you cannot deceive the remnant. They're not going to go for it. Exodus. And you shall be unto me a kingdom. Go up to Exodus 19:5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. A peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6 of Exodus 19. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of
priestess, a kingdom of priestess. See, they tried to take this scripture, the Hebrew Israelites, to say that they the new priesthood. And you should be to me a kingdom of priestess and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, lay before their face all these words which Ahiah commanded him. Okay? We will be, you will be a kingdom of priests. Yes, when we get the new kingdom over there in Revelation, a new heaven and a new earth, and the holy city going to come down and set on Mount Zion. The Levites, the Levitical priesthood, will be kingdom of priests. We will have a kingdom then. And Levite, the Haitians, will be those priests in that new kingdom. I just read to you in Jeremiah that if you can change the day and you can change the night and the seasons and make it disappear, and then I will break my covenant with my ministers. So that kingdom of priests right here that he's talking about is the Levitical priesthood. They will be in the new kingdom. The remnant, they will be there to minister to the God of Israel for the children of Israel and do whatever the God of Israel wants them to do. This don't got nothing to do with Judah being no priest. A kingdom of priests. That means we're going to get a new kingdom, a heavenly kingdom. A kingdom of priests. And a holy nation. That holy nation right there is the children of Israel. The remnant. That's the holy nation right here that is talking about in Exodus 19:6. A holy nation of 12 tribes. That's the holy nation. But Levi will be the priest of those people in the new kingdom. See, Moses is actually prophesizing and telling them what will happen if they obey the God of Israel. He's going to make them a peculiar people, a great people. But you know they disobeyed him, our ancestors, but still we're going to get our kingdom because he's going to have a remnant. The 10%, the remnant, will live in New Jerusalem with the priests, the Levitical priesthood, ministering in the priest office, not Judah. Next scripture. Let's go to Revelation. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 30. I read that one. We got that one done. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 66:21, people. Come on. That's why I'm glad I got out of that Christian church madness and that Hebrew Israelite madness. I'm so glad that I got out of both of those satanic doctrines that they teach. Isaiah 66:21. Yeah, I know y'all don't want to believe it's satanic. But you will never see it. Isaiah 66:21. only for the remnant that's going to see it. Let's see. And it says at verse 20 of Isaiah 66, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Ahiah out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in leaders and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain. That's that new kingdom. That's that kingdom of priests to my holy mountain, Mount Zion, over there in Jerusalem. To my holy mountain, Jerusalem, Africa, said Ahiah, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Ahiah, and I will also take of them for precepts. There go again. I talking about the remnant. Talking about the remnant, okay? The remnant, Levi. And I will also take for them priests and for Levites, said Ahiah. For as a new heaven and a new earth which I will make shall remain before me, said Ahiah, so shall your seed and your name remain. Let's go to Ezekiel 44:15. Talking about the remnant. Yes, Levite will be part of the remnant. All 12 tribes will be part of the remnant. All 12. Ezekiel 44:15. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, okay, that keep the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, said Ahiah God. Verse 16 of Ezekiel 44, they shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. And it shall come to pass that when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, that they be clothed with linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them while they minister in the gates of the inner court and within. You notice there in Revelation said the Gentiles will be in the outer court. They will be outside the temple somewhere. They won't be where the 12 tribes of Israel are. They're going to be on the outer court, and the children of Israel are going to be in the inner court. The inner court. We will see our God face to face. He's going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. Talking about the children of Israel right now. So the Levites going to be in the inner court ministering like they always was in ancient times when the children of Israel had their temples. The Levites minister in the inner court. The temple that Solomon and David built. That temple. The Levites was always in the inner court, and they always had to have on their linen. And they had to have their mitres on their head at all times. I read to that earlier. That the mitres stay on the head of Aaron and his sons forever. Whenever they ministered, they had to have their mitres on at all times. Always, the Bible said. Go back to part one and listen to that so you'll understand that. And it says right here in Ezekiel 44:18,
They shall have linen bonnets upon their head, and shall have linen breeches upon their loins. They shall not rid themselves with anything that causes sweat. That's how I know people. All your Christian church pastors and leaders and all these people call it Gentiles, call yourself teaching and ministering. You don't even got on the right attire. You don't even have on the right attire to even be considered as the ministers of the God of Israel. Not that he's going to ever choose you because you're not from the tribe of Levi, but you don't even have a chance because, number one, you have on the wrong attire. D-O-C-C them with them all fake mitres they got on their head, talking about they the royal priesthood. Are you kidding me? That's a joke to me. What's royal about you? You the royal priesthood. The royal priesthood would be in the new kingdom. That's the royal priesthood. That's going to be an everlasting kingdom for us. No one would take it away. Royal. The whole, then you read the description of the temple, the holy city that's going to set on Mount Zion, the holy mountain. Did you, the wall so high and great, 12 gates with 12 angels at each gate. The foundation of the city was, the walls going to be garnished with all kind of jewels and gold and rubies and diamonds and topaz. Did you not read it? This is a royal kingdom. That's the royal kingdom that he's talking about. The one that Solomon built, that wasn't royal because they polluted it. Solomon brought all kind of gods up in the house of God. All kind of gods up in the house of Ahab. All kind of pagan gods, and how he was doing all kind of pagan. They had prostitution going on. Everything was going on up in there. Homosexuals, what they call them people, sodomites, all kind of stuff was going on up in the temple. Solomon polluted the temple of the God of Israel. So no, that's not the royal kingdom or the royal priesthood. The royal priesthood didn't operate there because the priest was defiled too. Haitian, the Levites, they went off too. Start burning all kind of wicked sacrifices and all kind of strange sacrifices on the altar. So no, that's not the royal priesthood. The royal priesthood would be the remnant. The royal priesthood is over there in Revelation when the holy city come down. That would be the royal priesthood, the Leviticus priesthood will become royal then. We have a royal house that's coming from God out of heaven, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have a royal house coming on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, Africa, the holy mount. So we're going to have a royal priesthood. Won't be no more defiling and burning all kind of pagan offerings and all that stuff. Royal. Just the way the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want it to be. Want it to be. It could have been that way on earth. It could have been that way on earth if only our ancestors would have obeyed the God of Israel. If only we right now will obey the God of Israel. It could be like that right now. But see, he's going to have to kill 90% of the children of Israel, because it will only be 144,000 that's going to make it to this royal kingdom that's coming down. So he got to kill 10% of the children of Israel to bring forth this royal priesthood, this holy nation. Because right now, y'all some unholy night. We some unholy people. Yeah, I put myself into it. I know I'm not perfect or none of that. I do my mistakes and all of that. And I ain't trying to be. I'm just trying to do what the God of Israel want me to do. I can only do what he want me to do. I can only be what he want me to be. I'm trying to be his prophet and tell his people what they need to do. I am his prophet. But I'm trying to carry out my office as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So let me talk to you a minute, okay? Let me talk to you a minute, 10 times. So look at here in Ezekiel 44. TDJ's got on all them suits and stuff, sweating and all of that. And Juanita buying with all of her clothes. She got on Gucci belts. And come on, people. These people are not the ministers of the God of Israel. They're ministers of Baal. That's who they are, ministers of Baal. Let me get back to my scripture. Verse 19 of Ezekiel 44. And when they go forth into the outer court, even into the outer court to the people, they shall put off their garments wherein they minister and lay them in the holy chambers. And they shall put on other garments, and they shall not sanctify the people with their garments. Neither shall they shave their heads, nor suffer their locks to grow long. Y'all got locks way down to your back. Don't you know it's a scripture in here? It's a scripture in here that you cannot have long locks down to your back and your booty and all of that. This is the priest. This talking about the priests right here. What Jude and all the rest of the tribes do, I don't know. I haven't did the research on the way their hair is supposed to be. But when you look at all the ancient pictures of the Hebrew Israelites, our ancestors, most of them had locks down to their neck, their shoulder length. Right at the shoulder, the neck and the shoulder, not at the shoulder, right at the bottom of the neck. That's where they lock stop when you look at all the ancient photos. I don't see none where their hair was way down their back and all that. But again, that's another study, that's another research. But right here in Ezekiel 44, it's talking about the priests in verse 19. The way they supposed to dress, the way they supposed to minister, the way they supposed to present themselves to the people. Neither shall they shave their heads. No, a Levite, a minister of the God of Israel, cannot have a bald head. Do y'all hear me? You cannot have a bald head or shaved head. Or a taper, or none of that pagan haircut that y'all have. They shall only pull their heads. Pull their heads. Cut it. Not all off. Don't cut all your hair off bald and all of that short. Pull your heads. Neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner court. Verse 22 of Ezekiel 44. You're reading about the priest, the Levitical priesthood. Neither should they take for their wives a widow You can't marry a woman that's already been married, nor her that is put away, but they should take a maid of the seed of the house of Israel, of a widow, or a widow that had a priest before. See, if you want to be a minister of God, number one, the God of Israel, you got to be from the Levites, the tribe of Levi, as number one. Number two, there is laws and guidelines that you have to go by in order to be a minister of the God. You can't marry no any woman you want to marry and all of that, and cut your hair and wear what you want to wear and look the way you want. No, Elder Ricard, you are not the royal priesthood. No Gentiles, pastors, and bishops, you're not ministers of the God of Israel. You're just playing with yourselves. That's all you're doing, playing with your own selves. This is up under the law, and Ezekiel is just rehearsing what the God of Israel is telling him to tell the priests, how they got to be. Next Bible verse. Let's pick it up. Yes, the title of this, What a Great Day I Had with the Priests, the Haitians, God of Israel, People Part 2. Oh, my God. Yesterday, people, I witnessed for myself the Levitical priesthood, the priests, the Haitians. Oh, my God. I had about four brothers around me yesterday. Four Haitians around me yesterday, and they are Levite. They just don't know they're Levite. Beautiful brothers. Beautiful brothers. So respectful. So, you know, and they don't even know that they Levite. I ministered to them. I talked to them. I tried to tell them things, to show them who they are. But the God of Israel connected me with four beautiful brothers yesterday and about three beautiful sisters from Haiti. Bro, I had such a beautiful time with them, with them four brothers. They didn't cuss. They didn't say nothing. And, you know, and they not ones that's going around confessing to be saved and sanctified and, you know, Christians and all that. But it's just the way that they are as a people, the Haitians. It's the way that they are. This is the difference between Judah and Levi. I see why the God of Israel chose Levi to be the priest and not Judah. I see why. It's a total, total difference in their behavior, in their personality, in their character, the way they treat each other, the way they treat their women. Everything is different. I see why they the priests. And I see why they had to be over the king of Israel. But they had to have a prophet over them. I see why. Beautiful brothers, we laughed. We laughed, we laughed. We just had a good time. And I felt so good around them. We danced and we just had a good time. We just had a good time. We enjoyed one another. And I just met them for the first time yesterday. That's the Haitians. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Beautiful, so humble. So meek, so lowly, so respectful. They stick together with each other. The ones that I met, it's about five or six people live in one house, one apartment with two bedrooms, seven or eight people. This is how they love one another, they support one another, and they get along with each other. Not Judah. Judah will throw you out of their house. Judah will let you starve to death. Yes, Judah don't care about nobody but their own selves. They very arrogant, prideful, stuck on themselves. Think they all of that? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They want to be the new priests. They're jealous of the Levites. Why? Because Levi is older than Judah. I think Judah was right up under Levi, if I'm not mistaken, when Jacob had his sons. So they're jealous. They want to take their rank. They want to take their office. And they want to set themselves up as the priests. You notice G-O-C-C them, I-U-E them, don't never talk about the other tribes. Never, ever, ever talk about the other tribes, people. I never seen them make a tape in so long talking about the other tribes. They never mention them. They never talk about them. They never say nothing about them. They never put a video on. Don't y'all feel something is wrong with that? Don't you feel something is wrong with that, people? When they say they into the truth and we the children of Israel, but they never talk about the other tribes. They always talking about themselves. They the kings and the queens and all of that. See, people, what a great day I had with the priests. It was a pleasure to me. It was a pleasure to me. And I'm going to get to my last two scriptures I believe I have. It was a pleasure to me. A absolutely pleasure to be in the presence of the priests, the Haitians. I done met a lot of men in my life, people. I have met a lot, and I've been over lots of men. I used to have a men's mission for homeless men back 20 years ago. I have been over a lot of men in my life, teaching them, leading them, whatever. I have white, black, all color, Arabs, all color, Mexicans, all color. But it is something about Haitian people. And I don't speak that to light people. It is something very special about Haitian people that don't nobody else in this world have. Something so unique, something so different, something so special about them. And that's why they are the priests. And that's why they are the ministers of God, the God of Israel, Ahia. I have to tell y'all something. I had a very, very disturbing dream the other night. Very disturbing. Very disturbing, people. I'm telling you. What I saw, I couldn't do nothing but call on the angel Gabriel. And the dream, the vision, that's all I could do is call on his name to help me. I remember in the dream calling Gabriel. Gabriel, Gabriel. I can tell you some of the dream. I can't tell you all of it because, see, it's too, how can I put it in words? It's too dramatic, but it's also some things in the dream that I saw that I can only reveal to the remnant. Because it wouldn't do no good for me to tell you the, you know, the 90%, because y'all gonna be out anyway. Only the remnant. So I can tell you some of it, but I can't tell you in detail, behind detail, what really went down and what it was. I cannot tell you word of knowledge of the dream. Okay? But I can tell you what the God of Israel want you to know. But I'm going to say that with my last two scriptures. But just to talk about the Levites, the Haitians, these people stick together. Judah don't stick together. The other tribes, they stick together. But what's wrong with Judah? What's wrong with Judah, my tribe? Pride. Got a lot of pride. Lots. All you want to do is get a lot of money. All y'all leaders and pastors, CDJs, all y'all, stick it up in your bank accounts. That's what y'all want to do. You don't care about helping nobody. And, you know, none of that. It's all about you and self. Y'all some very arrogant people, black folks. Very arrogant and high-minded. Not the Haitians. Not the priests. There's something different about them than you. Something so beautiful and so unique about them that you will never have, Judah. Never. So stop wanting to be them, because you'll never be them, because you don't have the quality. Let me say it loud and clear so you can hear me tonight. You don't have the quality that it takes to be them. That's why the God of Israel wants them to stand before him and minister for the children of Israel. Why? Because they are the type of people that the God of Israel can say, they standing here and they looking and they feeling and they heart is right and you know, they open to the things up. Not you, Judah. You got to do what you want to do when you get ready to do it. And I sit them four brothers down yesterday. And they speak French, most of them. But it was one of them that was speaking English. So he sit down with me and I sit down with him and I told him. I told him that he the priest, that y'all the priest. The tribe, you hate, you're not Haiti. You, that's something they call you. You are the priest. You Levi. You Levi. And they understood and they received and they accepted it. And the brother that knew the English, he left me saying, Ahaya. I even told him Ahaya name and all of that. He accepted all of it. He said, how do you spell his name? How do you spell? I told him about Sergio Borgia and Jesus and all that stuff. They got set up images. That ain't real. He said, how do you spell the son? He was so happy. He was so overjoyed that he finally have been introduced to the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahaya. Is his name. He was so very happy. Levi, that's the difference. You try to tell Judah something they ain't never heard, and something about their Jesus and all of that. You know what? Them people will not receive nothing you say. Why? Because Judah is so very arrogant and so full of pride.
What a great day I had with the priest of God, the God of Israel, people, the Haitians. We laugh, we laugh, we just, oh man, them some beautiful people. Right now the border is full with them. And Judah, you got so much arrogancy and pride that you cannot do nothing to help your own brothers and sisters. The borders are full with them. But the God of Israel got their back. Believe me. He got their back. The priest, he will take his priest. They his inheritance. They his people. They belong to him. So I will go now to Second Peter now. 2 Peter, verse 2 and 9. Now I keep thinking it's deep. You know, you go with a little scriptures and stuff, they put in the New Testament. You think you can be just 2 Peter 2:9, people. Hold on for a minute. It reads like this. But there was false prophets, verse 1 of 2 Peter 2, also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable hearsay, even denying the Mashiach that brought them and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even spoken of, evil spoken of. Verse 9. Oh, sorry, that's 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2, 9. I'm in 2 Peter 2, 9. But you are a chosen generation. A chosen generation. This is the scripture they want to use. Judah, the Hebrew Israelites, and whoever else, the Gentiles, to say that they can be the ministers of the God of Israel and his people. But you are a chosen generation. Chosen generation means the remnant. That's talking about the remnant. Okay? A chosen generation. That's the remnant, the 10%. Those are the people that will live, the children of Israel, 144,000, that will live in the New Jerusalem, the holy city, the chosen generation. Many are called, few are chosen. That few is the 10% that he's going to choose out of this wicked and perverted generation we live in.
You are a chosen generation. It's not talking about the children of Israel. Yes, he chose them way back then, but they didn't do what the God of Israel told them to do. They got kicked out of Jerusalem. It's talking about the end times. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Okay, so Elder Ricard and Hebrew Israelites, they want to take this scripture right here and say because it's a royal priesthood, because Judah is from the king tribe. So because it's a royal here, they want to say and teach that is talking about Judah being the new priest. But that's not what it's talking about. That's not what it's talking about at all. Judah will never be the priest. I have read several scriptures to prove that to you. Part one and part two. They will never be the priest. They don't have the character to be that. Stand before the God of Israel in the priest's office. There's some very nasty brothers. Judah, very nasty. Arrogant. Talk to their women. Talk about their women like they nothing but garbage and trash. Treat their women like garbage and trash. Treat their children like garbage and trash. Yeah, I'm talking about you black men, Judah, Yehuda in the Hebrew. Yeah, y'all Hebrew Israelites trying to clean it up and all of that. Because your elders teaching you to be the way that they are. But that's not real. All that's just a game. All that's just a front that y'all are doing. Because it speaks for itself, Judah. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Judah. The God of Israel is speaking to you right now. It speaks for itself. Look at our tribe, Judah. Look at what kind of people we are. What kind of men we have that call themselves men and brothers. Nasty men, whoremongering men, hypocritical men, self-centered men, narcissist men, all kind of men to do. So the royal priesthood right here, and 1 Peter 2:9. That's not talking about because you're a king, because you find a king tribe and all that, and because of that, you're the new priest. The royal priesthood simply means that when we get to the new kingdom, I read that scripture for you tonight. When we get to the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, the holy city, when the 12 tribes get that 144,000, the remnant, the 10%, yeah, Levi will be there. It will be a royal priesthood because I already told you why. Because the God of Israel actually set this kingdom up and this temple up and that house up. It's raw. The streets gonna be of pure gold. 12 foundations garnished in nothing but of jewels. The gate made of pearls. It means that our new home, our new kingdom will be royalty. The royal priesthood, meaning that the Levitical priesthood, the Levites, the Haitians, will be operating in that royal kingdom. It's not a house like it on earth. It's not a house like it on earth, people. You can't even describe it. Words can't even describe it. That's how very beautiful it will be. And it will be royalty. The queen house that she sits in is nothing, nowhere near can touch that. Everything will be gold. The street's going to be made of clear crystal glass. You think that's not royal? And that's where the royal priesthood, the 10% that will be chosen out of this earth, the Leviticus priesthood, Haiti, always going to be Haiti. They fit the descriptions to the T, people. I met them yesterday for myself. They fit it to the T. So it's a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You know what that means? A holy nation means the 10%. Again, only the remnant would be holy. Nobody is holy right now. Don't believe that. No one is holy to the end. The God of Israel got to shake this earth up, people up in here. Oh, he got to shake it up. Way more. Oh, COVID wasn't enough. COVID was not enough to what the God of Israel got to do up in here, people. Get a holy people, a holy nation up out of the children of Israel, a remnant. Oh, he going to shake it upside down, inside out. He going to bring us to our knees, on our bellies, rolling like a dog, begging him to have mercy and help us. That's what's coming. He will get a royal priesthood, a Levitical priesthood, the Haitians. They don't understand who they are now. And I'm glad I made the connection with the brothers and the sisters yesterday to continue to teach them, to show them who they are. Because you Hebrew Israelites, all y'all care about is y'all own selves. Judah, thinking about Haiti, you ain't thinking about Issachar. You ain't thinking about Gad and Asher, Simeon and Ben. You ain't thinking about none of them. It's all about Judah. They the spotlight of heaven. So 2 Peter 2:9 says, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That ye a peculiar people. Remember I read that in Exodus. Moses told him if you obey the God of Israel, you'll be a peculiar people. But they never did. They never did obey the God of Israel, our ancestors. So they was never that peculiar people. Never. They always walked in their own way, in their own self, in their own will. It will be a peculiar people with the remnant, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in the time past were not a people. See, we was not a people. We're not a people now. We are crazy people right now. But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That's the 10%. That's the royal priesthood. The Levitical priesthood will be royal now. It won't be defiled no more like it was in ancient times. It's going to be royal. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be set up the way the God of Israel always wanted it to be, with the remnant, the rest of the children of Israel. And they will minister in the priest's office, in the temple, the holy temple of New Jerusalem that will come down. Yeah, Judah, you'll be there in your place and your rank as the king trot. So let's go now to Deuteronomy 14, verse 2. Going back to the Old Testament. And to say this to you before they cut me off or my internet go off. John the Baptist, over there in the book of Luke, he was a Levite. He was a Levite. He was a priest and a prophet. Yes. His daddy was a priest. His daddy was a priest. If you do the research, most likely he came from up under the seed of Aaron. One of his sons or something like that. Zachariah from one of Aaron's sons. Yes, John the Baptist. He was a prophet. And he came from the Levitical priesthood in the New Testament. Levite, he set the way, he prepared the way for the children of Israel. Levi, not Judah. John the Baptist from the tribe of Levi, not Judah. So, you know, Judah, you give yourself too much credit, Hebrew Israelites. And you actually need to go back over the scriptures and put things prospectively in order. Prospectively in order. Because you're taking upon yourself too much that don't belong to you. All they got to say is John the Baptist was the last prophet. That's all. No, John the Baptist was not the last prophet. The God of Israel will always have a prophet. Crazy people teaching that mess and that madness. His father was in the temple at the time that he saw the angel and told him to name his son John and all of that. So even in the New Testament, this is what I'm trying to say right now. I have one more scripture, then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the dream, and I'm going to say goodnight. Even in the New Testament, they had priests. They had Levites. They had Haitians. Same people. They just was brought here on a slave ship from Jerusalem, from Africa in the 15th century. Hebrews. So even Peter now, when they did their feasts and their holy days and you know, even when they went in the temple and different things that they did, there was always a priest. It was always a priest. It was always a prophet. So I don't know what you Hebrew Israelite people and you Gentiles and Christian churches, and I don't know what you people are talking about. Y'all way out there in Zuzu land somewhere with your teachers. It always been a priest. Always. Peter and them had priests over them. John the Baptist was a priest, was a prophet, and he's from the Levites, so most likely he was a priest too. So yes. What are y'all people talking about, man? What are you teaching? On the day of Pentecost, when Peter and them had the feast, the high holy day, it was a priest there. It wasn't just Peter and them over there doing what they want to do and how they want to do it and when they wanted to do it. It was the order that they had to follow. To serve the God of Israel, there is an order, people. No, the Haitians, the Levites, they would never throw me out their house. Like you black folks throw people out all the time. Don't want to help nobody. You all for yourselves. No, you will never be the priest of the God of Israel. Never, because you're not humble enough. You hear no cussing at the table yesterday, calling people B's and H's and all of that. Y'all know how y'all black brothers talk all the time. No, they weren't Christians. They were just normal black brothers. You ain't hear nobody talking about women booty and shaking their booty and this and that. And you don't hear, you didn't hear, I didn't hear none of that. None of that. None of that ungodly conversation that you black men always having about sisters. Deuteronomy 14, guys. Get ready to get out of here, too. Deuteronomy 14:2. Let's start at verse 1. Ye are the children of Ahiah, your God. Ye should not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art a holy people unto Ahiah thy God. And Ahiah hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are on the face of the earth. But they, again, they never did obey, so they never did become the peculiar people. They never became the chosen people because, again, they did not do what Ahiah told them to do, the children of Israel. The remnant will do it. After 90% leave this world through the new world order, the remnant, the 10%, will obey the God of Israel. So just to talk about my dream a little bit. Just to talk about my dream, people. It's just before I say that, I want to say this. You have so many people right now in the world that's teaching false doctrine. So many different religions, so many different groups, and so many different people. And none of them have it right. None of them. Because they can't hear the God of Israel. They don't know him. They're trying to do something outside of him. They know him as God. 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 That's all they know him as. God. What God is you talking about? Jesus. Jesus is not God. Jesus is not even real. Pull up the obituary. Said your boy Jeer. You will see the same picture that they've been setting up for many generations. Well, since the 15th century, they have set that same image up as Jesus. Pull it up. Caesar Borgia, fake Jesus, obituary. You'll see when he died and all of that. Same picture. Y'all think I'm lying? Pull it up. Pull it up, people. Yes, you into inflation. All kinds of things are going on. But I had a dream. The night, 2 nights ago. And the dream was so very disturbing to me. The God of Israel was actually showing me something. And he put me in the dream to show me. And he put somebody, some more people in the dream that I knew to show me something. But in this dream, it was a building, a big old building, people. And everybody had to lay, it was so many people in this building. Like I say in the dream, I seen like 100 people. Could have been more. But everybody had to lay on the floor with their head face down. Covered their whole body up so you wouldn't be able to see anything. And in this dream, they were snatching people up off the floor. I see white coats. I'm going to say that. I saw white coats. It's like a building, like some kind of clinic or hospital or something. To me, it looked like a place where they was experimenting or something to people. That's what it looked like to me. But they snatch you up while your head is covered on the ground. And they take you in a room. And in this room, what they was doing was torturing people. Torturing people and turning people into like zombies. Turning people into something else other than who they were. Zombies. That's what I seen in a dream, zombies. And in the dream, I began to call the angel Gabriel to help me. And these zombies, they was everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. You go down the street, they try to grab you up and get you and all kind of stuff. I don't know what these Gentiles are doing. I can only see what the God of Israel showed me. And I can't say too much. I only can talk to people that's into the God of Israel. I can't say much over this platform to everything and everybody. But these people, they are making some crazy things up in this earth. You don't know about it because they don't talk about it. They do talk about it a little bit. They come on TV and say they're going to have a conference about clones or about this or about that. A little bit. Just a little bit. But they are making things and doing things to people that you people wouldn't believe with your eyes when you saw it. I was so terrified what I saw two nights ago. I couldn't believe it with my own eyes. But they wasn't able to get me. Even though I was there. Because I can tell you this part. I called on the angel Gabriel. And when they attempted to do something to me, they said, no, we can't do nothing to her because she have a different soul. Can y'all hear me? They told me that I have a different soul, S-O-U-L. They wasn't able to do nothing to me because my soul wasn't like the other people that they was torturing and doing things to, turning them into zombies. They said, no, she have a different soul. We got to let her go. We can't do nothing to her. I'm just telling y'all what I heard. It was, I don't know if I should reveal names. I'm not going to reveal names. I'm not going to reveal names of people that was in charge. So, people, this is what I'm saying. You people need to wake up and understand that this world is not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is and what it's going to be. Yes, they are making zombies. Because the God of Israel showed me that they're making zombies. Yes. I don't know when they're going to loose them, but in the dream they was loose. And they was pulling people into apartment buildings and all. Be careful about buildings, people. Be careful. Going into empty buildings and, you know, stuff like that. Be very careful, people. I'm telling you what I know as the prophet. Be very careful about walking alone at night by yourself and into buildings and all this kind of stuff, going places you don't know where you're at, and parking lots and all that. But they got these zombies. They got them, people. They have them. They have them. They say they're going to have, you know, a conference about humanoids. They ain't nothing but robots. Robots and zombies are two different things. Zombies is something that, like a human that's been made into a zombie or a monster. I've been having some disturbing things, people. So disturbing. This not the only zombie dream that I done had. I done had like two or three of them. At least three. About them, that they making zombies out of people. So I know the God of Israel is not showing me something that's not happening in this earth and going on. They got all kind of private places and chambers and different things they got. So I'm warning you that you got to wake up now, people. You got to wake up now, okay? You cannot keep depending on your job and this and that. In a minute, you won't have that. You won't have that, people. It won't be there. Yes, we're in inflation. We're in a famine. I told y'all that a year ago, that we was in a famine. A whole year ago, I told you we are in a famine. And I think exactly what I said to you a year ago, that the month of May, which May is coming up, and they saying in May, they're going to run out a whole lot of stuff. They're going to run out a whole lot of stuff. And I told you a year ago, watch out for the month of May and June. We are in a famine. We are in a shortage. And don't blame it on the government. The government is only doing what they are being told to do. And what the God of Israel is over them to do. He's in charge, the God of Israel, a higher. I get tired of people blaming things on the government. Won't y'all blame some on your own self for a while? You put yourselves in this. You let the government rule over you and get you to the position that you are in now. So why blame them? Why blame them for your own actions? Going against the God of Israel, trusting in man and all of that, when he told you not to. The government doing this. Oh, they're causing the weather. Oh, they're causing this. Oh, this, the COVID, this, that. Oh, my God, people. Y'all just got to have someone to point the finger to instead of pointing it at your own selves. You the ones. You the people that went against the God of Israel for other gods. You are the people that set up religions and try to take the Leviticus priesthood from the Haitians and say you ministers and you apostles and you pastors and bishops. You are the people. Judah, blame your own selves for what's about to hit you. Because it's going to hit you hard. And it's going to hurt. It is going to hurt people. The God of Israel, he got to hurt you. Because you just won't stop and you just won't quit and you just won't give up on your gods and your religion and your life and your way and your everything. What a great day I had with the priest. I'll never forget yesterday. I done been in the presence of a lot of men in my life, but I never in my life felt so much love, so much respect, and so much honor from black men like I felt yesterday from Haitians, the Levites. Yeah, they are the priests. They are perfect for the priests. Perfect. All you people care about is money. 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 That's all you think about. Money. What you gonna do with the money when your dollar ain't gonna be worth nothing but a penny? Don't you see what's happening in the world? What you keep working so hard for money? Money ain't gonna be no value in a minute. You need to be taking that money right now. Right now. Not next year, not tomorrow. Right now, people. You need to be taking that money and digging you a well. Listen to me. Dig you a well in a mountain somewhere. You hear me? In a mountain. Go to the mountain. Buy you a piece of land. However you got to do it, put your money together, whatever you got to do, people, dig you a well so you can have your own water. Go to the mountain, buy your land, a place somewhere you can go for safety. Plant you some food because there won't be no food on the shelves. I seen that like 9 years ago. That the shelves was going to be empty. And just recently, I had another dream like that. Maybe 2 years ago or a year. Plant you some food, people. Get you some animals. Get you some animals. Plant some food. Do something with your money that's going to help you. Because you just sticking it up in the white folks' bank will not help you in a minute. Because guess what? They're going to have a padlock on the door probably. What you going to do then? Exactly, people. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I had a different kind of soul. So they couldn't do no experiment on me. The man that was in charge said it to him. Oh, we can't do nothing to her. She got a different kind of, she got a different soul from them. Yes, people. Yes, something is very, 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 very bad is going on in this world. And you people can't see it because you're too busy. You're too busy. You're too caught up in your life. You're too caught up in your religion and your vacations and all the stuff you like to do, or holidays. And you're too caught up. You can't see nothing. Your souls are the right kind of people that they are looking for. Only 10% going to have the different kind of souls that they will not be able to touch. Only 10%, okay? They will not be able to touch because they will have different kind of souls and spirits. So you can keep on with your religion or your whatever you want. Listen to the Hebrew Israelite telling all their lies about who they are and no prophet exists and the holy day. How you going to keep a holy day and you ain't got no priest? You're not the priest. You can't keep a holy day without the priest. Even Peter and them in the New Testament had priests for the holy days when they kept. What are you people doing? You must have a priest. And long as Judah keep fooling themselves and lying to you people, telling you that they the priest, Haitians, the real priest, would never be able to step forward until the God of Israel set them up again as the priest. Because you people got it all made up in your mind, you black folks, that Judah is the new priest and T.D. Jakes and the Pope and all the rest of them. So with that, people, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10%. And I thank the God of Israel tonight. I just wanted to come on to set some things in order concerning the Leviticus priesthood. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Next time.